Do you know that if you type in Gulf of Mexico in Google Maps, it will come up as Gulf of America? Isn't that crazy?
Isn't it retaliatory in nature is the argument, because the reason that the AP was barred, which they said was because they're not using the phrase Gulf of America, they're using Gulf of Mexico in line with their standards. And so the question here is this setting a precedent that this White House will retaliate against reporters who don't use the language that you guys believe reporters should use? And how does that align with the First Amendment commitment that you were just talking about?
If we feel that there are lies being pushed by outlets in this room, we are going to hold those lies accountable. And it is a fact that the body of water off the coast of Louisiana is called the Gulf of America.
A fact? Come on. It's not a fact at all. In fact, it is a lie. The Gulf of Mexico. It's been called Gulf of Mexico for over five centuries, before the United States of America even existed. But Donald Trump has decided that it must now be called Gulf of America, and everybody's got to fall in line.
It's very important to this administration that we get that right, not just for people here at home, but also for the rest of the world.
Why does it matter? Well, it matters because, one, language matters, and the U.S. should respect the sovereignty of countries of Latin America. But it also matters because this is a way that the U.S. is trying to reinforce its control over the resources in that body of water, like oil and gas, and the biodiversity that thrives in that body of water. So let's tell Google that facts matter. Call it Gulf of Mexico.